The disturbance that brought some light snow to the region during the first part of the day has moved off to the east. The sky has remained mainly cloudy across the region this afternoon, though we've seen at least some sunny breaks come through, and temperatures have moved up into the 20s and low 30s, running a couple of degrees above normal levels for this time of year. And that warm theme will be with us over the next couple of days, especially tomorrow as a storm system lifts through the northeast. Temperatures will warm into the 40s and 50s. And even behind that storm on Sunday and Monday, temperatures are still expected to remain above normal levels for this time of year. So it's certainly a big change from where we were earlier this week. For now, conditions are generally quiet across the region. However, there is moisture gathering to our south and southwest as a storm system tracks through the nation's midsection. That storm will track up into the Great Lakes area during the day tomorrow, placing us on the warm side of this storm, and that's why most of the precipitation that falls will be in the form of rain. However, it might be cold enough at the onset of precipitation for a wintry mix of sleet and freezing rain, especially from about the capital region on north, and that threat will continue into tomorrow morning before any icy areas will change to plain rain during the day tomorrow. And there is quite a bit of rain coming. Rainfall totals will likely exceed an inch in many locations, and for that reason, the Weather Service has posted a flood watch for urban and small stream flooding, and also the potential for some ice jams as we have rain and very warm air coming into the region. It will be a gusty day tomorrow as well. That south wind will help to push in the warm air, and with all that warm air coming up over the snowpack, and that snowpack will be melting, we will see some areas of fog around. Rain will pick up during the day tomorrow into tomorrow evening. It'll end during tomorrow night as the cold front comes across the area. Behind the front on Sunday, temperatures will be in the 30s and 40s with some mountain snow showers, and we should target temperatures again in the 40s as we head back to work on Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a wintry mix of sleet, freezing rain, and rain developing, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, rain likely. Rain will be heavy at times. Windy and warm with areas of fog, high in the 40s to around 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly cloudy tonight with a wintry mix of sleet, freezing rain, and rain developing, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, rain likely. Rain will be heavy at times. Windy and warm with areas of fog, high in the 40s to around 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, rain developing. A period of freezing rain is possible at the onset, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, rain likely. Rain will be heavy at times, windy and warm with areas of fog, high in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, rain developing. A period of freezing rain is possible at the onset of precipitation, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, rain likely. Rain will be heavy at times, windy and warm with areas of fog, high 50 to 55. On Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun with a chance of mountain snow showers, breezy, high in the 30s and low 40s, and partly sunny on Monday with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.